One of the most impactful things I learned is that it really is true that if you empower a woman, you empower her children and an entire village, because she naturally puts money back into her family, into educating her family and making them basically survive and prosper.
So how did you learn this? Who is it that you filmed, and what is it that you saw about her that made you realize this?
She was a 32-year-old woman living on the border of Jordan and Iraq, and she got the chance and opportunity overnight to go to the Barefoot College to become educated as a solar engineer in 6 months. And she jumped on the chance. She had a natural inkling to survive and better herself. And she did come across many obstacles along the way, namely her husband, who has another wife, does not provide for her. But once he learned that she was going to prosper and help her entire village, he pulled her back and restricted her movements in every way.
You mentioned that she would leave for 6 months, and yet she was a provider for her children and part of her family. How did she manage to even leave?
She managed to leave by basically a minister came down from the Minister of Environment. And in front of the entire village, he gave her this offer. So, of course, in front of the government, no one could say no. And so she left on a whim. Her mother agreed to take care of the children, but within 6 weeks, of course, they kept calling her to come home because this was unacceptable.
And you say that her husband tried to stop her movements in every way possible. Can you talk a little bit more about that? What is it exactly that she had to go through?
He called her back. He threatened to steal her 4 children and she would never see them again.
How come?
Because she was off, as he says, with Shemet Hawa. She's smelling the wind and having a good time, and a woman does not do this. Her place is in the home to take care of the children, and she has no right to get herself educated and leave her family. So he called her back to the tents and made her stay there until she kind of went behind his back to the government, and the government convinced him to let her go back.
Was the law not on her side? You said he was threatening for her not to see her children anymore. Would she not have been able to fight for that?
Absolutely. In Jordan and a lot of places in the Middle East, the man has the right to the children until the age of 16. So if he says, I'm taking the children, he is taking the children. She has no legal resources.
Now, did she actually manage to go back to India, and what actually happened? How does the story end for her?
Well, there is no silver lining. Poverty is extremely complex. She did manage to get herself back to India. She graduated first in her class and came back. And of course, when she came back, this is not in the film because this is an ongoing struggle. She did manage to solar power the village, but some of the males in the village decided to keep the income and distribute it amongst their sons.
How does that work?
Well, basically, again, when the government or any kind of organization comes down to a village like that, they have to deal with a village elder as kind of the gatekeeper to the village. So he can basically dictate, he can collect the money from the individual houses and dictate where how the money is distributed. But the situation now is being rectified. It's being put in the woman's hands.
So she will, in the end, be able to have some of that income distributed to her?
Absolutely. The Barefoot College now has decided to give them a solar lantern enterprise and put it solely in the hands of the women, and they're going to work with NGOs to ensure that that happens.
You mentioned that you learned that when you help women, it really does help their children and the whole community. Is there something that you took away from this experience on a personal level that she taught you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I used to think that I had some sort of cultural restrictions because I was born in Egypt, came to the United States, and my parents carried that culture with them. And throughout my time here in the States, they've put heavy restrictions on many things in my life. But when you spend time in a village like that and realize the liberties that you have, I mean, it's
in comparison?
In comparison, it's absolutely astounding, yeah.
So you're happier now here?
I am happier here, I have to say, yes.